I'm going to give you a broad outline of what's included in the 5 activity bundles that are in the In Writing Camp. And we'll start with activity bundle number 1. Every bundle starts with a series of warm-up writing prompts. I encourage you to play with these, and even if you don't finish the stories, just to have some fun and different approaches into getting into story. There are lots here that'll last you a long time after writing camp is done. There's a note, too, about quieting your internal editor, and a note on focusing and creating and having fun. We're going to look at Write What You Know and finding out what you know. We're also going to look at different places to find story ideas. What if, a game called Picking 4 Words, some online resources that you can check, and some other places where stories are hiding. We're also going to look at the difference between flash fiction, short stories, and novels. The other activities included in the activity bundle include a craft, creating your own small book. These are perfect for flash fiction stories or for a little notebook that you can keep in your backpack to jot ideas down when you have them. A visit to NaNoWriMo, which has wonderful resources and activities for teen writers, and also a note on why it's a good idea to start a journal. Activity Bundle 2 focuses on learning about the characters that are going to be telling your story and deciding who is telling your story. So, along with the writing prompts, you're going to learn more about your character through a character sketch, pictures, interviews, a secret, a change, and there's also a template that you can fill in to find out more about your character. We're also going to look at techniques for describing your character and the old writer's adage, I guess, show, don't tell, and the connection between emotions and characters' actions. We're also going to look at point of view and decide who is telling your story. So we'll look at third person, first person, etc. And other activities, a great website from Scholastic for you to look at. It's just designed for young writers. And also a link to a site that helps you draw characters. So if you want to visualize the people that you're writing about, this might be some fun. Activity Bundle 3 focuses on plotting and starting your story. After the writing prompts, there are a note on the different kinds of conflict: person versus person, nature, self, society, and the supernatural. We'll also look at how to begin your story in media res, which means in the middle of the story, in the middle of the action, and why starting a story with action is really important. And plotting basics, and there are several worksheets for this, and planning planners so that you have several different approaches to organizing your story. And then there's a note too on how to end your story, because that's just as critical, because that makes the reader want to read your next book. Other activities include learning from other writers, the benefits of drawing and coloring, and an extra plotting tip from a great writer and teacher, Janice Hardy. Activity Bundle 4 focuses on writing description and world building. Writing activities include tips for writing description that readers will read, and how to describe the setting, thinking about what you have to describe, using comparison, getting the senses involved, drawing maps, and using photos. World building includes useful links and a checklist for world building. Other activities include drawing a map to find your way into a story and using Google to set your scene. Activity Bundle 5 focuses on writing dialogue, which is a key to making your characters come to life and advancing the plot. After the writing activities, we're going to look at tips for writing great dialogue that include using said is just fine, show, don't tell again. Dialogue does more than just one thing. Dialogue isn't realistic. Don't have characters tell other characters what they already know. And mechanics, new speaker equals new paragraph. There's a dialogue excerpt for fun and practice, and you'll get a set of lines of dialogue and create a scene with them And then you can read the two scenes that I wrote with the exact same words for fun. And then there's lots more dialogue practice at the end. Other activities for this one include cartooning, which is a great way to illustrate your stories, especially if you like to read the graphic novel style, and a link to a site that helps you make really good covers. So I hope you enjoy all of the material that I've gathered for you, and that your story writing thrives on the information here and the exercises that follow in Writing Camp for Teens.